a reading from the second book of Maccabees. It happened that seven brothers with their mother were arrested and tortured with whips and scourges by the king to force them to eat pork in violation of God's law. Most admirable and worthy of everlasting remembrance was the mother, who saw her seven sons perish in a single day, yet bore it courageously because of her hope in the Lord. Filled with a noble spirit that stirred her womanly heart with manly courage, she exhorted each of them in the language of their ancestors with these words: "I do not know how you came into existence in my womb. It was not I who gave you the breath of life, nor was it I who set in order the elements of which each of you is composed. Therefore, since it is the creator of the universe who shapes each person's beginning, as he brings about the origin of everything, he in his mercy will give you back both breath and life, because you now disregard yourselves for the sake of his law." Antiochus, suspecting insult in her words, thought he was being ridiculed. As the youngest brother was still alive, the king appealed to him, not with mere words, but with promises on oath, to make him rich and happy if he would abandon his ancestral customs. He would make him his friend and entrust him with high office. When the youth paid no attention to him at all, the king appealed to the mother, urging her to advise her boy to save his life. After he had urged her for a long time, she went through the motions of persuading her son. In derision of the cruel tyrant, she leaned over close to her son and said in her native language, "Son, have pity on me, who carried you in my womb for 9 months, nursed you for 3 years, brought you up, educated and supported you to your present age. I beg you, child, to look at the heavens and the earth and see all that is in them. Then you will know that God did not make them out of existing things, and in the same way the human race came into existence. Do not be afraid of this executioner, but be worthy of your brothers and accept death, so that in the time of mercy I may receive you again with them." She had scarcely finished speaking when the youth said, "What are you waiting for? I will not obey the king's command. I obey the command of the law given to our fathers through Moses. But you, who have contrived every kind of affliction from the Hebrews, will not escape the hands of God." The word of the Lord. We have begun this week reading from this book of Maccabees, and the Maccabean story needs to be told. However fanatic we might picture them to be today, we witness here a woman, a mother, who in the course of a single day sees her seven sons killed before her. The reading began, "It happened that seven brothers with their mother were arrested and tortured to force them to eat pork in violation of God's law." You're almost tempted to say, just eat the damn pork. In other words, is it that major a thing? Just do it. And indeed, think of the many ways in which you could continue to praise God alive. That, in fact, is probably the approach many of us might take today, certainly in developed countries where there is not fear really of persecution and where the attractions of a more affluent society in the secular world are always there as temptations, we are much more inclined to be compromising or accommodationist with respect to the culture in which we find ourselves, rather than to stand up as dramatically as did this Maccabean family for their faith. Indeed, we are in an age when perhaps this kind of heroism or martyrdom is not something to which we are drawn. But they instruct us indeed that we are called to be faithful witnesses, that we are called ourselves to give witness, if necessary, also to the point of death. There are many themes, really, in the reading. One is the fact that in this book of Maccabees, we have one of the first indications of Jewish belief in resurrection from the dead, of life after death in this way, from the middle, say, of the second century, about the same time as the book of Daniel. There is now evidence that if God is just, martyrs like these Maccabean brothers and their mother, that there must be more to life than the death to which they have given themselves. And death is not the bottom line. And so the mother pleads on behalf of the sons to go forth to martyrdom because she believes in afterlife. She says, just as the Creator who shapes each in the beginning, so also He will give you back breath and life. So there is this theme of faith for the faithful ones, the resurrection of the just. But just as the mother believes in a profound form of life after death, she also believes in life before birth, which is something also much challenged in developed countries today, for she genuinely believes that it was God who knitted together this child, her children, in her womb, as the prophet Jeremiah had also spoken about. I do not know how you came into existence in my womb. It was not I who gave you the breath of life. Rather, indeed, already in the womb, God is at work, knitting together the human being to come. And so another theme in our world is that pro-life awareness, that we are to respect life already in the womb. But most of all, it would seem that the theme is genuinely that one of courage. Courage instead of being cowardly. Courage in the manifestation of one's faith. And that courage is indeed, especially, the courage of the mother, certainly of all the sons. But it is the mother, and indeed the text says, most admirable and worthy of everlasting remembrance was the mother. Here's a woman who, before her, the sons to whom she gave birth, all seven, she sees them perish, slaughtered, and yet she bears it courageously because of her faith in God. She is not going to soil her faith and encourages her sons in the same vein not to give in. Today, we might see it as a form of fanaticism. As I said, why not? Go ahead. Eat the pork. What difference will it make? One violation. Be a little more compromising. Go away with your life. Continue to praise God. But rather than seeing it as fanaticism, let us see it as a woman and her sons called to bear witness to the faith of her people. Of course, it's in the context of the violation of the temple of Antiochus Epiphanes and that desecration and the revolt of the Maccabeans and the establishment eventually of some independence for Judea. But within that context, even more, just as in our worlds today, where there is encroaching upon the faith a certain kind of religious indifference or even hostility to religion, we have to ask ourselves, of what is my faith made? To what degree am I willing to go? And we have here examples of radical commitment, radical witness.